mean, and when I saw you doing the photos back there, I said, this can't possibly, because I've seen the movie, this is my second time now, I said, this can't possibly be the young girl that played Edith Piaf, because look at her. I mean, she's just gorgeous. And you went through so many different ages of hers, and it's a beautiful job you did. Some film of hers? Did you go and do research and watch her movements, or?
I watched her a lot, and I listened to her a lot, but I never tried to imitate, so the work process before the movie was just gathering things, and the most important thing for me was to understand her from the inside and not try to have her voice or have her behavior, because I knew already that it was more fun to go from the inside and try to find the pleasure of being someone else so different.
She was, you know, we all go through life and think our lives are so difficult, and then you see this life, and you go, oh, my life's fine. You know? I mean, I've been through a couple of bumps in the road, but this woman had such a tragic life. And is that why you chose her, or it was just a picture in the book, or what? Why did you get so, you were obsessed with her. You had to be to do such a beautiful job.
Yes, I was, but for me, it's not tragic. I mean, she was just doing what she wanted to do every time. It's not tragic, not so much tragic.
Microphone.
He was saying it's not so tragic, but the things that happened to her were tragic, yeah? I mean, she lost the love of her life, she didn't ever have a mother, she didn't have a father really, we learned late in the movie that she lost a child. She had such a tragic life, but I know what you're saying. What you're saying is it's how you hold it, and if she thought about it as if it was tragic, I suppose it would be, but she just lived it, no regrets, yeah?
Yes.
Can you say something about that?
I think that the vision we had of Piaf with Olivier was not so tragic. I think that we felt that she was full of life and love and passion, and yes, she lived a tragic life, but she was tragic in a way, but in another way. She was everything else.
Well, you were really able to get so much emotion from the audience. I mean, people are crying when they watch this movie. So it's an amazing accomplishment. It really is. Yeah, I mean, so the movies you've done before this, Olivier, I know it was an action movie, Crimson River, before this. Very, very different kind of thing, yeah?
Yes.
And what other kind of movies? Because I understand you do lots of different kinds of things. This is the first picture about telling a person's life story, yeah?
Yes, but I've been challenging each time I did a movie. I just changed the genre.
And why do you do that? To experience different things.
It's fun. It's more fun.
That's right. It is. I agree. No, but you know, this is how I tell geniuses, is because they don't talk a lot. You know, in Hollywood here, and I swear to God, this is true. In Hollywood, you get jobs by being able to...
No, it's because I have fever. I'm sick, yeah, tonight.
I won't be kissing you later. But I mean, when you have the talent to make the movie, sometimes you're not really talking much, you know, but in Hollywood you have to pitch. You talk more?
Yeah.
Oh, Well, I'm just trying to make it entertaining here for these folks. I hope we can do that. Now, may I ask, in the script, were all of the scenes that actually happened in her life, or did you make up some scenes that were not in her life? Do you understand what I mean?
No, everything is true in the movie.
It is? It's all true. Yeah. And for example, I'm sorry? What did she say?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm so curious. What did you say? I don't know. Okay. I think the way that you handled the use of the drugs in the film was very good, because it was obviously a very prevalent part of her life, but you handled it very delicately. And was that a conscious choice to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to show this kind of things, I mean, so clear.
That's right. Yeah. No, it's sort of depressing, but you get the feeling of it anyway. How long did it take you to write the script, Olivier?
Almost 1 year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So 1 year to write the script.
1 year.
Alain, yes. The microphone?
Oh, sorry. Thank
you. 1 year to write the screenplay. 1 year to actually put together the movie, because it was a tough one to put together. And 1 year to actually do it, from prep to principal photography and post-production. So it's really 3 years, 1 year writing, running, putting it together, 1 year making it.
And now, is it correct that it is in release in France?
It's a huge success in France. We are still in theaters. We are over 5 million admissions, which makes it the biggest success of a biopicture ever.
Really?
In this country.
Yeah, fantastic.
And in all the other countries that the movie has started its career, only Germany is a very big territory, but the rest are smaller countries. We are already over 2 million admissions, so everywhere it works and resonates the same. Really like
I think you might have had this in mind in the beginning, because I remember in that text it said blockbuster. So maybe
that's
it was
my job.
Yes, exactly. You did it. So when you wrote the script, did it skip from time to time like your cut is? You wrote it all out of order,
yes,
like that.
In the same order that the movie is
coming. Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And was it very difficult for you, Marion, to have so many different changes for your makeup and for the ages? Can you talk about that?
It's not difficult. It's exhausting. But it's... I dreamt of strong and amazing character. But when I read this, I found that my dream was so small compared to what I just read. And so no, it's not difficult, it's very exciting, and then it's exhausting. But I had so much fun that I was so happy to be exhausted.
When they called you for the role, was there a hesitation, or did you know immediately you wanted to do it?
No hesitation. No. I knew that I would maybe doubt sometimes during the work process, before the shooting, because I think it's normal to have that period of doubt when you have so much things to do, when you have to be a 47 years old woman who looks 80 and who act like a child. And that there was no question of asking myself if I will do this or no, no hesitation.
Right. Well, we're very glad you did it, because I can't imagine anyone doing a better job. You just...